He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We what are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
There is a new head coach in the Chicago Bulls franchise. There is a huge game tonight in the Eastern Conference Finals, but we start with the Nuggets dominating the first three quarters against the Lakers and then holding off the Lakers in the fourth to take a 1-2, still down in the series. But what did you think of the performance from the Nuggets?
Well, we're the Denver Nuggets News Network, along with the Arizona Cardinals, because we've been driving this bandwagon for years. And we talked about yesterday how Murray needed to get going in order for them to get their first victory. And not only was he making big-time buckets, Jacoby, you see the late threes, but he was also playmaking and allowing Joker to be more effective and efficient and not have to do everything for them to actually get a high percentage shot. So I was particularly impressed by Jamal Murray and also Jokic. You already know that it's not healthy, the crush I have on the Joker. It's because he's so unorthodox, Jacoby. He's not the fastest. He doesn't jump the highest. But you know what he understands? The real estate out on the floor. And the Joker does a great job of getting in position to make high percentage plays for himself and his teammates. And he never seems to get sped up. He's dominating the Lakers front, in particular, jumping off both feet. Look at that. Look at this, Jacoby. Look at the seven-footer. Jumping off both feet, getting buckets. Soft touch.
Jumping off the right foot in front of Anthony Davis and then jumping off the left foot in front of LeBron James. Both those were from about 18 and 19 feet. What a great game from him. But we know what we're going to get from that duo, Murray and Jokic. They've been excellent throughout the playoffs. But last night, they had an excellent performance from Jeremy Grant. Jeremy Grant was everywhere, had 26 points, efficient from the floor, 7 for 11. And not just that, he also played defense. He found himself in front of LeBron James, stayed in front of LeBron James. He found himself in front of AD, made AD pass it up. He just played so well on both ends of the floor that when you get a win in the playoffs, you're going to need that third scorer, that fourth scorer to have a game. And he had the game of his life last night. I've never seen Jeremy Grant play better than that.
And I'll name the fourth, Monte Morris, who also chipped in 14 points. It was a complete team effort by the Denver Nuggets, and that's how they was able to get that Game 3 win.
It was, and there was a point where that Game 3 win was in trouble. They had a 20-point lead, and the Lakers did something they haven't done much of. They switched to a zone. They got that 20-point lead down to 12. Mike Malone calls a timeout. They talk for, I don't know, a minute, 2 minutes, and then it gets down to 8. Mike Malone calls a second timeout, and they still can't stop the bleeding. Jalen, my question for you is, why was it so hard for the Nuggets and some other teams in the playoffs to figure out a zone?
Well, some really good defensive possessions by the Lakers, and you got to give them credit. Rajon Rondo was really physical out front. If you're a Nuggets fan, you probably think he got away with a couple of fouls, but either way it goes, they got out in transition. They got a couple of buckets. You got to give them credit. But don't look at the stat sheet on this game. Both of these teams shot over 50%. Okay? AD, his numbers jump out at you offensively in field goal percentage. But two rebounds in a playoff game? I need him going towards the front of the rim, Jacoby. I'm telling you, the Lakers will win the championship this year. And the reason why they're going to do it, you're going to look down at the stat sheet, and LeBron's numbers are going to look like they looked last night. And AD's numbers need to look like they looked every other night besides last night. That's what it's going to take in order for them to eventually get this thing done.
Well, it's not just the two rebounds. JaVale McGee, one rebound. Dwight Howard, one rebound. And Howard was in there for 14 minutes. It just felt to me like if Anthony Davis has two rebounds, they should be two offensive rebounds and 10 defensive rebounds for 12 rebounds. Now, Jalen, something happened in the game last night that I'm going to do the media thing and take way too far. I want you to watch this footage of Jamal Murray just trying to clear some space from LeBron James, because I think he did this intentionally. Watch him look at LeBron James in the replay. You'll see it. He sizes up LeBron James, looks him right in the face, and then lands an elbow to the chin. This wasn't like Rondo's forearm. He looks at him and then lands an elbow. Jalen, I think this was intentional. Look at this angle. Looks at him, lands an elbow. I think this was intentional. Jalen, do you think this was just something that happened as part of a course of a basketball game or an intentional elbow to LeBron James's jaw?
When the last time somebody swung a fist a forearm or an elbow and it was unintentional. Is that even possible? So I can't say that, you know, he didn't understand that he was throwing it. But what I will say is he understands the magnitude of these playoff games, and he wouldn't have been put himself in position to get suspended. I can't talk about how LeBron pain threshold is, because I probably get shot, fall like I got shot with a gun and somebody hit me in this face. So some people might feel like LeBron sold it extra. Either way, I'm glad it was officiated the way it was.
Oh, LeBron definitely sold it extra. There's no question about that. He sells everything extra. But like Rondo later in the game was making a basketball play and hit someone in the face with a forearm, but he wasn't looking at him. Like Jamal Murray looked him right in the face and then was like, oh, okay, bong, and then moved on.
You instigated.
If it was intentional.
Stuff.
Great job by him. If it was intentional, he did a great job. He did a great job if it was intentional. That's all I got to say. Now, Jalen, for the Lakers to take a 3-1 lead, which we know is dangerous against the Nuggets, what is going to have to change about Anthony Davis's approach?
I need Anthony Davis looking at that colored area of the floor and getting a high percentage of his buckets there constantly. The Lakers dominated points in the paint in yesterday's game. That's what they're going to need to do. And AD is the catalyst for that. You mentioned Dwight, great. You mentioned JaVale, great. I'm telling you, in order for them to get it done, these are the early 2000s Lakers. You need the late, great Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal to be all NBA every game that you're going to win. That's just how this got to be. AD understands that. He had an amazing game-winning shot, 4-3 in the previous game. His level of aggression has to pick up on both ends of the floor.
Now, quickly, just to put a bow on this, you and I both had the Lakers coming out of this series, and we're just going to show you some numbers as to why. Because last night they played particularly poorly, especially one stat that I want you to look at. 0-for-9 from 3 when the closest defender was 6-plus feet away. Wide open threes. You have 9 of them, and you go 0-for-9. I just don't think that they will repeat this kind of a bad performance. However, if they win game 4, that's a 3-1 lead, and we know that is dangerous against the Nuggets. Moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals. That is also a 2-1 series with the Celtics tonight looking to even the series at 2-2. What do you think one of the keys for the Celtics to do so is?
Two-way. Jaylen Brown was everywhere. I was watching the game, and they talked about how many steals that he had, and they were like 2. I was like, at that point in the game, I thought he had 10. He was deflecting balls, getting steals, grabbing boards, contesting shots, getting them out in transition, getting dunks for him, getting dunks for Tatum. When he and Marcus Smart are locked in, and Jalen Tatum and Jason Tatum is also a willing defender, and you put Gordon Hayward back in the lineup, he solidifies their five-man group. This Celtic team had a level of confidence in clearly playing against man, but now against that zone that had given them problems. So Jalen Brown on both ends of the floor, they're basically unbeatable when he scores over 25 points.
See, I'm glad you brought up confidence, because I think one of the keys to the Miami Heat, and of course Jimmy Butler's great, Bam's great, and Goran Dragic's going to have a better game than he had in game 3. But when I watch Tyler Hero play, he has so much confidence. He's willing to take any shot. Fourth quarter, 1 minute left, he's pulling up off the dribble from 3. He's a rookie in the league, in the playoffs, and he's upping his stats from the regular season, giving you 14 points a game, 4 assists, just under 6 rebounds a game from the shooting guard position. I love everything that Tyler Hero has been doing, especially in this series. If he continues this, I really see the Heat. And I can't believe I'm saying this. I really see the Miami Heat winning the Eastern Conference and going to the NBA Finals. Great game tonight to look forward to, but we also turn our attention to the NFL. Cam Newton is under center for the Patriots.
Cam.
And every single week, you just watch him play. And you're like, I cannot believe that he's basically playing for the minimum for the Patriots. But Cam Newton was asked about that, and it looks like he's going to get a big deal if things continue the way they have. He was asked about what motivates him. Is it money or is it other things? He said he hasn't accomplished the goals that he wants to accomplish, and he's out there for respect and not money. Do you believe him?
One of my favorite rappers is T Grizzly, and he has a saying that always stuck with me because, by the way, he spits bars!
Bars. Love T Grizzly.
He was like, don't worry about the awards. Get the rewards. And that makes so much sense because awards is something that in theory is man given. Like, you don't really even know the politics that come behind that. But the rewards that Cam Newton are looking for, Jacoby, is a national champion that went undefeated in college. Been a number one overall pick, a terrific dual threat quarterback, led a team to a Super Bowl, won an MVP, and he was jobless in July? Somebody didn't decide to even take a flyer on him? And we can get the Patriots all the credit in the one, but they waited till that stock basically went under, like what's happening in our country. Let's not act like they discovered something, okay? And so for Cam to be playing a chameleon style under quarterback, the first couple of weeks more running, second week more passing, it was just really great to see him catapult himself, like I said, back into the top 10 amongst quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, I think him saying it's not about the money is very much the Patriot way, and buying into the Patriots way is what's going to get him to perform well in the field, and what's going to get him to perform well in the field is going to get him a huge deal this offseason. I wish him health, and I wish him much more success because I love to watch this story unfold every single Sunday. Jalen, it's time for me to go negative. It's time for negative. Jalen, my lovely wife, Joey, and I celebrated our 10-year anniversary of marriage. We've been together for 18 years. I don't know what she's doing with me. She's the most amazing woman in the world. And when we got engaged on the Brooklyn Bridge. We just did it quietly at night.
Brooklyn! Bikes,
no one around, no fanfare, nothing like that. It was the exact opposite of this engagement proposal at the very same place. Okay, watch the. So they got a camera person doing video. Then you got a camera woman in the back, okay? And then she gets bodied by this bike rider. And I'm going to go negative on this. You know what happened when I got engaged? I didn't have a two-camera shoot. I didn't have a videographer and a still photographer. I didn't have on a gold tuxedo jacket. Like, you don't have to do everything for the gram. Sometimes you can just get engaged because it's for the two of you and the bond that you're going to have for the rest of your life. It doesn't have to be videographer and a cinematographer and lighting and a gold tuxedo jacket. Sometimes you should probably just get engaged and just have that moment for each other. Not everything needs to be for the internet in 2020. I'm tired. Let's go to break.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Verizon, the network more people rely on.
It's a new day on ESPN Radio with new voices that have big things to say. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
That's how you build a winning culture.
The Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz.
You are like the Einstein of life.
Reading. How ridiculously good was that?
The Max Kellerman Show.
Why not get out in front of it?
And Janae Golick Jr.
I knew we were destined for greatness.
All day, every day.
Big names, new voices.
It is time to go to work.
Real talk. Weekdays on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and smart speakers everywhere.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is time for Jalen's favorite segment where he decides what we discuss.
Tang!
It's called Keep It
Woo.
Moving.
Tang!
If you want to discuss a topic, say hit the brakes. Otherwise, we will keep it moving. And we start with this big news. There's a new head coach in Chicago for the Bulls. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Billy Donovan has been announced as the new head coach in Chicago. Jalen, after Hoiberg and Bolin, seems like the expectations in the bar is pretty low for him to get over. What do you think?
I actually believe that this is a good hire for the Chicago Bulls. He's an accomplished coach, a two-time champion in college. I appreciate how he continued to coach and remake whatever roster he was given in OKC, whether it's coaching MVPs like Russ, Victor Oladipo, Paul George, this year's team, outplayed expectations, developing young talent. I'm not going to charge him with the diversity issue that not only takes place in the NBA, but also in mainstream corporate America. I think he's going to do a really good job if given an opportunity with that team.
So in all aspects of life, especially professionally, I like expectations to be as low as possible. And they're not expecting much from this team, but look at the young core they have. Your guy, Levine, you've got Lauri Markkanen, you've got Jakobi White, not Kobe White, Jakobi White, Wendell Carter Jr., and then you've got the number four pick. That's a nice core group that I don't think is going to, you know, contend for a championship this year, next year, but maybe the year after that, maybe the year after that, if you make the right moves. Congratulations to Donovan. I think it's a good move for the franchise. Moving on. Adam Silver gave a little indication as to when we might see next season's basketball season start. Now, you've had your eye on this. When do you think they will start the next NBA season?
Shout out to the NBA and its players that's actually giving us great playoffs, Jacoby, and it's going to get us an NBA champion and a finals MVP, either LeBron James or Anthony Davis. I believe the NBA season will start between MLK Day and Valentine's Day. That's when I believe it's going to tip off, and then it will proceed to a champion at the end of August. And then I think over the next couple of years, you scale it back a couple of months, and then you get back to your normal calendar after a couple of more seasons.
Okay, so that'll be late January, early February. And then you think that over time, after season, they'll sort of recalibrate it back to what we're used to with an October start. Interesting. Moving on. Jalen, the Notre Dame-Wisconsin game has been postponed. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
No surprises. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Rock gave a strange indication about some of his plans for the XFL. He posted this on Instagram, as he always does, from his gym, looking swole. But it wasn't just this that he looked swole. It was, look at the end there. He says, so maybe I'll be the first owner in pro football history to actually suit up and play the game. Jalen, is this hype or could this be real?
He got the kind of career and the kind of opportunities and the kind of money. He ain't trying to get hit. I talk about not trying to get hit. I know he definitely A-list not trying to get hit. So here's what I will say. Not in the XFL, not in the CFL, not in the NFL. But from the back, and this is a compliment to the head coach of LSU, he looked like Ed Orgeron from the back.
He mentioned Ed Orgeron.
He from the back as
because
well.
Ed Orgeron used to be his coach. And you know, we love Ed Orgeron here at Jalen and Jacoby. However, that is one of the biggest compliments. That is the biggest compliment Ed Orgeron has ever received in his whole entire life. Even after winning a championship, he's probably more proud that he was mistaken for The Rock than he was of the championship that he just won.
Continue. And for those that know how much I love the Miami Hurricanes, just Google an image that might be on an internet.
I would also say this. Maybe he will suit up, but he'll be a place kicker. Moving on. We have an update in the WNBA playoffs. Keep moving or hit the brakes. Aja Wilson and the Aces won over the Suns. She had 29 points, 13 for 19 from the field. Let's celebrate the MVP.
Well, let's talk about those 7 blocks. That's a celebration in itself. Shout to my guy, Bill Laimbeer. You know how much I love him as a Bad Boys Pistons fan. He's turned out to be an amazing coach in the WNBA.
Jalen, we have a potential versus battle on the horizon. I know you love these.
Hit!
So let's go ahead and hit the brakes.
Brakes!
JD, Atlanta's own Jermaine Dupri, said he wants to face off against P. Diddy in a versus battle. Jalen, your initial thoughts, because I have a lot of thoughts about this one.
My initial thoughts, Jacoby, both entrepreneurs. I view more as producers turn artist than the other way around. So yes, they could do a versus and give us so many decades of hits because So Def and Bad Boy have been conglomerates in not only being successful companies, but giving us bars and great artists. I think they will be playing a lot of songs that they produce, not necessarily ones that they were featured on.
That's my point. I look at these as titans in the industry. However, these are businessmen, not artists. Like, did they produce any of the beats that they're going to play? No. Did they write any of the rhymes that they said in these songs? No. Like, they're businessmen. They might as well just come out there and show their bank accounts and then decide a winner right there. They might as well come out there with plaques instead of songs and just do that. Because this isn't a true battle between artists. This is a battle between businessmen. They didn't write the lyrics. They didn't make the beats.
No,
they're just agents.
No.
They put it all together.
Did he check no disrespect to either of them. Don't worry about writing rhymes. I write checks.
Exactly my point. Exactly my point. And regardless, if this ever happens, I will tune in, but nothing will top Patty and Gladys. Jalen, I've got something that you really want to hear after this, and it has to do with the Arizona Cardinals. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. huge night tonight on ESPN. It starts at 7:30 with Jalen and the Countdown Crew, and then Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Can the Celtics even the series against the Miami Heat? Thank you so much for watching Jalen and Jacoby on television, but don't forget, every single day on the podcast, we have exclusive content. Listen to that anywhere. Subscribe and download anywhere you get podcasts. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN. But because Jalen and I love the Cardinals so much, every once in a while we turn it into the Cardinals News Network. Welcome to the Cardinals News Network, because we have some Cardinals news. Patrick Peterson of the Cardinals has this to say about his second-year quarterback, Kyler Murray.
I truly, truly believe, you know, if he continues to keep that mentality and that mindset that he have, he definitely at some point will bring a Super Bowl here, you know, if he's still playing with the Cardinals.
He said at some point, if he stays, he will bring a Super Bowl to the Cardinals. Jalen, what do you think of that statement?
Kyler Murray showed he had that it factor last year when you the first overall pick and people question your height, and Russell Wilson becomes a model that breaks the mold. And then all of a sudden you play for a team that doesn't have playoff aspirations. You find ways to stay healthy. You find ways to stay productive. You're a dual threat quarterback. And then in the offseason, they get you DeAndre Hopkins as a weapon on the outside. That's how you continue to improve your squad. Patrick Peterson's been one of the best cover corners in the game, willing to shadow the best team's wide receiver anywhere on the field. So they're building something special.
We'll be back tomorrow on ESPN at 2 o'clock. Thanks so much for tuning in. We always say we give the people what they want, and part of that is doing exclusive content for our podcast listeners. We've been doing this podcast for nearly 10 years, and you know what? We just want to make sure that we're giving you the listening experience that you're used to. So we always got to make sure we record some content for the pod. And you know what? When it's on the pod, that means the executives aren't listening. And the executives aren't listening, we get to talk about things like this. Jalen, strip clubs in Miami may soon be open for business under certain conditions. Number one, they have to be serving food. Most do already. Number two, the dancers have to be 10 feet away from customers. Jalen, would you be excited about that experience?
Yes. I'm just happy that they're back working. As I've said throughout this process, that I feel like that they're essential workers. I'm telling you. Because
it's disrespectful to all the actual essential workers.
No, I'm not. No, that's like saying Black Lives Matter means that all lives don't matter. That's not saying that.
No.
I'm saying they are important to making society function as well, just as athletes are. They're entertaining. What did Lou Will do when he left the bubble? Where did he go?
He just where simply went to go? Get some wings at a restaurant. He went to get wings at a restaurant. That's what he went to do. Get wings at a restaurant.
Okay.
Exactly. That's what he did. Get wings at a restaurant.
Got you. And so I'm happy that all of those that were laid off and furloughed and not being able to garner their check, and the government deciding whether they want to give people $600, want to give them $300, not give them anything at all. I'm just happy that those establishments will be back open and they will be back working. So, yes, I would love to. If I was in that position, yes, I would believe I would enjoy that experience.
So I would love that experience as well, but I'm a little COVID cautious. You know what I mean? Everyone's got their own risk tolerance. And like I said before, like, I'm not going to Vegas until you put a vaccine in my arm. I would go to one of these establishments. I would go during the day. I want to see all the windows open. You know what I mean? I want to see good ventilation. I'm going to wear an N95 mask, like the real mask. Might even put on some gloves. You know, like I'd be COVID cautious. But something tells me, just I got a hunch. I got a hunch that if you've got a lot of money in your pocket, that 10 feet gets a little closer and closer and closer. That's all I got to say about that. Something tells me if you got 3 zeros in your pocket, that 10 feet, you might take a zero off that 10 feet too. Let's just say that.
Well, I know this may be too a little inside pool, but here's the deal. I've never been a fan, and I'm guilty of this until I realized that I shouldn't be doing it. It's just my personal thing. It's just like me not wanting to use the N-word. It's my personal thing. not judging others that do it. My personal thing. Don't like throwing the money on the floor. And so now all of a sudden they 10 feet away, Jacoby. How am I going to give them the money? That's a huge dilemma.
I didn't think about that.
How they going to get paid?
It's a hand-to-hand transaction. You put it in an envelope and make a paper airplane.
When you're in a double like establishment entertainment, you're not giving the money to the manager or to the bartender to give to a dancer after she just performed the service.
Like
you're not giving it to security.
Like a pulley system, like Godfather 2 when they go between the windows with the guns. It's going to be like a pulley system. Like, here you go, young lady. Jalen, we have some really interesting news. Justin A. Bale, as I call him, but Justin Herbert had a great performance for the Chargers against the Chiefs defense last week. And there was some really odd circumstance in which he was thrust into the starting quarterback role. And it was Tyrod Taylor. Everyone's calling him Tyrod now. He used to be Tyrod Taylor. It's one of those like Roberson things from the Thunder. It's like, can we just pick one? Now he's Tyrod Taylor. So Tyrod Taylor had a rib injury and he's going to get like a pain numbing shot in his ribs. The team doctor gave him said shot. And then he had some chest issues. They found out that the shot that the team doctor gave him punctured his lung. Now, I'm sure this is to be the team doctor of an NFL team, you have to be extremely qualified. You have to be really good at your job, really well studied. So I'm not going to call this guy out because we all make mistakes. I make mistakes every day on this program at least four or five times. But how guilty would you feel? And would you, as an athlete, mistrust the organization if you were injured and missed a game, maybe more, and potentially your life under these circumstances?
Well, the thing that stinks is now they're going to be faxing him all of this paperwork and or emailing him all of these documents that they want him to sign so that he doesn't eventually sue them and or the league. That's what y'all about to hear about next, in my opinion, because there is going to be some documents that have to get signed before he take the field again, because both of these sides got to see if they're going to be liable for at what level for what the negligence that took place. For this to happen, Jacoby, there are certain professions that you just can't make mistakes. Like a pilot. You can't make a mistake when you're a pilot. Like a doctor.
No, it's a great point. That's a good point.
You can't make... So, yeah, I agree. I appreciate you saying that you make mistakes on your sports and entertainment podcast.
That's okay.
But that's okay. When we talk about peanut butter and jelly chicken wings, you're not puncturing somebody's lung. Okay? No. Like this is real. And usually to make it to that level, you become the elite of your profession. They're not just hiring, somebody that just doesn't have experience and isn't considered a one percenter at what they do. So for him to have that job and or for him to make that mistake, I'm going to tell you what, he going to be starting as long as he want to start, because when he done with them and vice versa, lawsuit.
Well, something tells me that there is some language inside the lawsuit already that protects the team against these sorts of things. But whenever I see a contract, I just see a lot of pages and a lot of words. And I'm like, you know what? Someone else got to read this. It's smarter than me because the language that they use. Just like, someone give me the cliff notes on this because this is complicated.
Well, contracts usually are written to trick you up. That's the other thing that stinks about doing business in corporate America.
Jalen, Tom Cruise is an odd individual. I think that we can all objectively agree on that. But one thing he does do, which I admire and I respect, is he does all of his own stunts in movies, right? The latest news is this. In 2021 in October, he and a film crew are going to fly to a space station to film a space movie in space. Now, we know that you're not going to space, but what do you think about Tom Cruise going to space to film a space movie in space when I've never seen a space movie in the last 10 years that was filmed on Earth and been like, that didn't look real?
I feel like there are certain things as I started to get older that I realized just wasn't worth the risk versus the actual fun that I was having. And I'll give you a few examples of what they are. Growing up in Michigan, one of the signature amusement parks in the country is called Cedar Point. Had amazing roller coasters and all type of things that you just go and scream as loud as you can, hands in the air, like you just don't care. Then I started to get a little taller, wasn't comfortable. And then I started just screaming loud and spitting. And I'm like, you know, this ain't fun for me no more. I'm not stopping anybody else from doing it. Just, you know, another example. You know this. I have a high rise at a set location somewhere in the United States of America. And it's on like the 37th floor. And when I first bought it, I was like, I'm gonna be sitting out here on the porch overseeing the entire city. It's gonna be great. As I started getting older, the porch ain't huge. I'm like, I'm good.
You know, hold up,
I don't
want to
be the person.
Hold up, time out. I may or may not have visited said location. I may or may not have suggested we go on the porch, and you shot that down so fast. You shot down so fast, like it was illegal to go on the balcony. I didn't ask any follow-up questions, but now I know the truth. Now I know the truth is why we didn't go on the balcony and enjoy that view. You were shook.
Exactly. Exactly, because it's like bungee jumping, skydiving. For me, it may sound like a good idea. And then once I get up in the plane and I look down and I think about the risk versus the reward, I'm like, I'm good. And so that's how I feel about what you telling me right now. Like flying into space, I feel like he should be like, I'm good.
Yeah, I also feel like, so wait, let me get this straight. You want me to go leave the atmosphere, which is basically a bubble that contains oxygen that we need for life, me to put on a backpack that gives me oxygen, and then go into what essentially is a vacuum where there's no molecules outside. So if we have any technical problem whatsoever, we have tech issues on this show every day, right? Every day. And we're just doing this little tiny studio show. They have a tech issue on one of their spacecrafts or the space station. Everybody dies. You just get sucked into space and float around for the rest of your life. No, thank you. I'm good right here. Jalen, we always say give the people what they want. Part of that is listening to the voice of the people. So if you are listening to this podcast right now, push pause. Call 985-80-JALEN. Give us a shout. Give us a question. Whatever you want to talk about is fair game, and we will play it on the show just like this one.
What up, though? This is Gerald out here in Atlanta. I go by J-Watt. I was just calling to inform Jalen, who I followed closely for my entire life. My birthday is January 29th, and yours is right there, Aquarius. Shout out. In Atlanta, the strip club, formerly known as Follies, has completely shut down, closed. I'm calling to let you know. I'm sorry to give you the bad news. Just want to let you know. Love the show. Keep getting them checks. Sorry that I had to tell you this on a Tuesday.
So this is why I love the show so very much, because I get therapy from the public who are brought into our homes and or vice versa via voicemail, tweet, IG, whatever. And they continue to fuel us. And every now and then, somebody that you love has to give you some bad news. That was the first time I heard that, Jacoby. My heart is broken. My heart is broken. Well,
I've never been to Follies. Have you been to Follies?
I've been to Follies. I love the cursive that's on the marquee. You know, the high heel shoes and the imagery. It's terrific. Right in front, you know, right across the street from the ATM, right across the street. You know, that's always a good decision when you start in one of those establishments. Make sure the ATM is very close. You know, when guys start drinking and start eating, they start forgetting how much money they have. It just happens.
Oh, yeah. I remember back in my younger days when, you know, when I really wasn't making any bread, I used to take a $20 bill and fold it up in my pocket and put it into that one little tiny pocket in your jeans. I would hide it in
there or in my sock.
No, that's just so I could get home. I know I can get home now. You know, I don't want to be without a token or a Metro card at 4 a.m, stumbling out of someplace and just being like, I gotta walk home now. 10 miles. So I used to trick myself and hide it there.
Jacoby, A+ hospitality. from the security, the valet, to as soon as you enter through security, they pat you down. You go through a metal detector, totally safe. You know, you take care of the host and the hostesses. You walk right in. It's a little VIP to the right, a couple of bathrooms.
I'm going to give you
to the left, a couple of couches, hot chairs.
I'll give you a question. Question with three options to answer. Was this establishment in Atlanta? There's three types of gentlemen's clubs. There's gentlemen's clubs for people who look like you, gentlemen's clubs that people look for like me, or sort of a mixed crowd. Which one was it?
MC Hammer. They put me in the mix.
They put you in the mix.
And then all of a sudden you realize it's people from Phoenix. There's people from Miami. There's people from Michigan. It's just an amazing melting pot of human beings. They're just enjoying each other's company. Ordering wings from the kitchen. Very well done. Fries extra crispy. You know, now that I think, what was my beverage of choice in that spot? You know, I think those were the Jaeger days.
Jaeger days? We got time for one more voicemail. What do you got?
Yo, this is JJ from LA. Shout out to Jalen Jacoby. Been with y'all for the past decade. I appreciate y'all. Always keeping it 100, giving the people what they want. Jalen, this is for you, man. I know you get a lot of love for the hairline and the fresh cuts and the outfits. You know, I know last week y'all talked a little bit about male grooming. I just wanted to say, you know, because your age, it sounds like you're like 48. You still look fresh, still look, you know, very healthy, you know, and skincare especially is something that, you know, men are now getting hit to. You see ASAP Rocky with the skincare line of Rihanna, Fenty Beauty. You know, Pharrell always gets a lot of love for his skincare game. You know, what are some of your secrets to keeping fresh, looking, you know, aging really well as you get into your older ages? Really appreciate it. You know, thank you again. Shout out. Peace.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love.
JJ.
I think male grooming along with our mental health are things that we grow up in a society that it's easy to ignore because we're called upon to be pillars of strength all of the time. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if it's sports or a regular function in life. Usually for a young boy, you're taught to be tough. Right? That just comes with it. And so I, growing up poor, I realized that a part of my motivation to make sacrifices and not sell drugs and not steal Cherokees, Escorts, Tempos, Topazes, I'm giving y'all detail, vehicles, and to not to be living like that lifestyle, basketball and sports and academics is going to be my vehicle. So fashion and grooming were two things that I always told myself, if I got some bread, I'm going to dress. Now, people may not always like what I'm wearing, but some of my favorite people always took risks with their fashion. And a couple of these guys were entrepreneurs like Don Cornelius of Soul Train. Back in the 70s, an immaculate, handsome black man who owns his own show that was on television and he was clean. I was like, yo, I was mesmerized. I was like, that's going to be me one day. Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Jacoby. Like he's like an angel on, he's like an angel on earth as it related to music, but man, he was clean. And then Detroit had the first black mayor of any metropolitan city, Coleman A. Young. And in Detroit, we call him wearing buffs. Y'all see me wearing Cardis on the show. That's what Coleman was rocking in with the Run DMC Dobbs hat. So I was looking at all of these fashion things happening. It was like, how can I make it happen? Process of elimination. Try baseball. All right, not good at that. More fun playing softball. Try football. Got through eighth grade. Can't be taking no hits. this basketball thing, my father used to play, maybe it could be something. And so that's why getting to college, I was like, wait a minute. We signed a letter of intent, right? Which means we have to wear these Nike shoes, right? Which means, guess what? We're not wearing none of those you just brought in that bag. We're not wearing none of those jock shoes. We're the Deion Sanders. We're the Bo Jacksons. Like, nuh-uh. We're the Barclays. Don't come in here with that. Uh-uh. Not going to be able to do it. And I wore tight shorts in high school because it was a part of the public school budget. But no, Michigan, uh-uh. Y'all saw UNLV. Y'all saw Derek Coleman. Y'all saw Illinois. Like, we need our shorts like that. So that's, for me, how I try to, like, institute my style. And then draft day, people look back at that like either that's the worst suit or the best suit or whatever, but it was a memorable look. And I'll tell you something about your grooming, and this for me, not to chastise nobody types out there, one thing about dressing is you have to dress to your body type. Me and Said the Entertainer, my brother, used to always talk about this when he was heavier set. There were certain things that I could rock as a taller, skinny NBA-built player that he couldn't rock. And if you look at him now and you look at me now, he's done a terrific job of reinventing himself and aging too, Jacoby. So one of mine is keeping my weight down. For skin, just being conscious of washing your face with something that ain't body soap when you're in the shower. Man, you can get you some Aveeno. You could just get you a wash and get you a conditioner and get you a mask that you throw on once a week. It ain't got to be expensive. You ain't got to go crazy with it. Just have a constant routine. And then the other thing is everything from head to toe matters. So your shirt, your shoes, your socks, your belt, your accessories, you know, if you care. There are certain people that don't care about fashion. If the word fashion comes out of my mouth, to Charles Barkley, it's like I'm speaking another language. He does not care about his fashion. But for some people who do care about their fashion, that's just a couple of head-to-toe tips. What are your thoughts, Jacoby?
Appreciate you, Jalen Rose, with all of that. I was the dude that used just a bar of soap. I was like, this cleans my
oh, you heard
body,
that example.
So yeah. Why do I need something else to clean my face? It was about 2 years ago I started using face wash. I haven't seen much of a difference, but I will say this, that you look much better than I will in 15 years when I will be your age. We have to go now, but we don't want to do so without recognizing the great life of Gail Sayers, who unfortunately passed away today at 77. The accomplished running back for the Chicago Bears, who is a two-time NFL running champion. Knee injuries cut his NFL season short, and unfortunately, dementia cut his life short. Condolences, thoughts and prayers to him and his friends and family. And we will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.